Did match fixing enter your mind during the Russian goalkeeping snafu yesterday?
No, but the reason it doesn't, you usually think about where does that player play and how much does he make? Igor Afanayev plays for CSKA Moscow and probably makes $5 million a year. So I don't know what bookie would have what power over him, how much money could compel him to do that. So in that case, no.
Yeah. Noel Kelly, our guest from the Globe and Mail down in Brazil. How has it been? What have you seen so far? Your impression of the entire event 5 days in?
I think this is, you know, pretty much as we expected. It's pretty slipshod. Logistically, the logistics are essentially non-existent.
Yeah.
So they've done nothing to get people from one place to the other. You're on your own here. And that's, you know, the media, the fans, everyone. But they know that the only thing that really mattered was that it looked good inside the stadium, and it does. And they've been additionally helped by the fact that, you know, as you were talking about, the games have been tremendous, and that's all people care about. So from that perspective, they didn't get done what they promised they would get done, and in the end, it doesn't really matter.
So everybody's played one match. Spain, we all thought were an older team. They were more dominant even at Euro 2012 than they were in the World Cup. It's a bigger field. That's for sure. So many, even if you feel that for this core, it's their last gasp, what a momentous occasion to respond today against a good Chilean team to last Friday's debacle. It's fascinating.
Yeah. The problem for everybody saying here, you know, just calm down. It's one game, but it was more than that. It was a humiliation. Mm-hmm. It was really a repudiation of their entire style and of that older core of players, many of whom I think will be gone from this game. I think you're going to see the new generation suddenly debut here, particularly Koke in for Xavi. But the problem for Spain is if they were they could ease off now against a type of team where they could use their possession-based philosophy and beat someone up. But Chile plays almost exactly the same formation, not necessarily the same style as Netherlands, where they press you very high up the pitch and are incredibly aggressive offensively. They basically give up on defending. That's what the Dutch have to do because they're no good at it. So they're in really tough, and I have a strong feeling they're going to go out today. I think, you know, they lose today and they're out of the World Cup. They'd be only the fourth team in history to win a World Cup and then go out in the first round. I think Chile takes it today.
Yeah, I mean, France in 02 was like this. Like, oh, they lost to Senegal and it's only one game. But they never, sometimes you never get back on track after such a shocking result. Expectations were low-ish for England. You follow their team. I follow their team. I think people want to see the kids, if you will, play for England. And they'd had enough of the old guard after 4 years ago. And even after a so-so performance at the last Euros. I think there were a lot of English fans that just weren't generally disappointed with Saturday because they saw the younger players contribute and be a factor.
I think that's true. As a lot of people here, you know, Brit journalists who've been following them for decades pointed out, that was one of the best games England has played in the World Cup in years, in the sense that they were aggressive. They didn't turtle. I think everybody kind of remembered their last game in the Euro against Italy, where they spent 120 minutes running away from Italy, praying for penalties, and they quite justly lost. This game, they were very aggressive, and I think they'll get even more so. I don't think they have anything to lose at this point. Roy Hodgson, you know, really is a great coach, and I think is not thinking about saving his own job. So they're going to, rumor is here, they're going to move Wayne Rooney back into his favored position in the middle and give it a real go against Uruguay, who looked very weak and old and pretty tired in their first loss.
Give us your read on the U.S. team before you go. I thought it was fascinating. Having lived there, it's a much bigger sport than it's ever been. The ratings were unbelievable. I mean, 3 o'clock Pacific time, middle of the week, and they're outdrawing. They outdrew every single Jets and Giants game in the New York market, and that's not even adding the Spanish language numbers. That said, I don't think they're getting through. I think the Altidore injury is big. I think Portugal is going to be they're a wounded animal. They're desperate. I think they may have got their last points of the tournament. I'm fearful that that's the case. What do you think?
I really hope not. Like, if they do what they did in that first match, which is they score, you know, whatever, 29 seconds in, and then they spend 85 seconds trying to just close it up at the back and defend that lead, then they absolutely will lose to Portugal. They'll get crushed. But I think they may have learned that lesson. Jurgen Klinsmann is, by his nature, an incredibly conservative coach. But I think he may have been shown here that the only way he's going to win is going to go for it. I think they beat Portugal. I thought Portugal looked in absolute disarray in that game against Germany, not just because it was Germany, just because they didn't seem to get it together. They all seemed to hate each other. They'll be missing Pepe, you know, despite his boneheadedness. That's a huge blow defensively. I think the U.S. squeaks by in that one. Maybe that's more hope than belief, but I really do hope they do.
Yeah.
Globe Mail columnist Cathal Kelly down in Brazil. What's on tap for you today? What's the plan?
Spain, Chile, baby. Maracana. So, you know, it's about half an hour away, so I'll leave about 6 hours early and pray that I get there a half hour late.
I know how much you like to walk. So, I mean, yeah, but it's not, you enjoy a lovely, lovely stroll, a block after block of footwork, really, don't you?
That's exactly it. Flaneuring through Rio. It's going to be my book.